Good morning. My name is Eric McComish. I'm also a part of the Alberta Bible College team. So if you're wondering who this weird bearded guy is up here, that's who I am. So I'm just here to share a communion thought with you guys. And when we gather together to proclaim and remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for our sin, not only does that draw us closer to him, but it draws us closer together as a community. And in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7, it says, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." So the sacrifice that Jesus went through not only purified us and saved us from our own personal sin, but it actually saved us from brokenness that we experience in community. So we see, like, it enabled us to see each other in another light and to see the world in another light. And that's a light that we all share as the body of Christ. So now, when we remember communion today and we remember the sacrifice that Jesus made, I just also want you guys to be encouraged that we follow in that sacrificial love and the example that Jesus gave to us. "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you with a heart of reverence, Lord, and there's no words that describe or can describe the sacrifice that your Son suffered for our sin, Lord. And I just pray that as we partake in communion today, Lord, that we would remember that sacrifice and that Jesus, the suffering that Jesus went through for us, Lord, but that we would also be encouraged to live out the example that Jesus has set. And I just pray this in your name. Amen.